The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be an Erevin and Daf Lamites. The Mishnah mentions a din of someone being masne ala kalkolo on yontif, which means basically that he is not allowed to explicitly take and separate Trumas and Maaseres from food on Yontif, but rather he should do so in a conditional way on a two-day Yontif. The Isser, to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maaseres on Yontif, comes from the concept of Tikkun Kli. There is an Isser on Shabbos to fix something, to make something useful, Tikkun Mana, and therefore it's usher to separate Trumas and Maaseres from food because now you're making it edible and you're fixing it. Today I'd like to discuss an extremely controversial topic discussed by the Poskim and extremely practical in today's day and age. What is the halacha when it comes to opening bottle caps on Shabbos? So I first want to start out by presenting the Shitas Ha'oisrim. The three Gedolim of the past generation, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Eliashib, all asser opening bottle caps on Shabbos. That means the twist-off bottle caps that are contained on most commonly used soda bottles. Now, I want to explain what really happens. When you twist these bottle caps off, you break this seal, this ring, and it forms a functionable cap. Before you twisted off the bottle cap and the ring fell to the bottom, the bottle cap was useless. It couldn't be removed and put on another bottle or even reused in this bottle. It was being held down by that ring. By you removing the ring from the bottle cap, the poskim say you have now transgressed the Isser of Tikkun Kli. What is the Isser of Tikkun Kli? Because now that bottle cap is a useful bottle cap. It could be used to put on other bottles and even reused on this bottle itself. If we look in Tshuva's Minchas Shloimeh on Simen Tzadi Aleph, Shlomo Zalman really defines this Isser clearly. And he says like this. He says, as long as the bottle cap is connected to its bottom ring, it cannot serve as a bottle cap for another container. Accordingly, it becomes a functional bottle cap only when one twists the cap and thereby removes the bottom ring from it. Hence, opening the bottle cap constitutes an act of creating a vessel. Beautiful words from Shlomo Zalman. So too, Rav Moshe Feinstein can be seen in Tshuva's Rivos Ephraim, Chelek Daled, Simon Kuf, Pei, Tes, that he cites in Rav Moshe Asers, also opening twist-off bottle caps. For the same exact reason, Rav Eliashib is quoted in Shalmei Yehuda in page Kuf Dalid, who also says that Rav Eliashib also asers because you are not making a functional bottle cap. So they all say it's basically usher for the Isser of Tikkun Kli. Now, I want to bring down the two opposite opinions on these three Gedolim. And they're quite interesting, and I want to really explain them. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yud Dalid, Simon Mem He, goes and he argues on these three Gedolim. And Rav Elozer Vandenberg says a very, very strong argument. And it's basically a threefold argument. I want to go into it. First of all, the Tzitz Eliezer says that a bottle cap is a functional bottle cap even before removing the bottom ring. He says, look, it's serving as a bottle cap even before you remove that ring. It's covering the bottle. It's being used presently as a bottle cap. So the fact that before it's broken, it cannot serve as a bottle cap for a different container is irrelevant. Because what's the kli of Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, and Rav Eliashib saying you're making? You're making a kli, a bottle cap kli. It is presently a bottle cap kli. It cannot be more a bottle cap kli. It is already a bottle cap. Granted, a different bottle couldn't be used because it's being held down from the bottom ring, but it is already a bottle cap kli. That's his first argument, and it's pretty convincing. Number two, Tzitz Eliezer says that when the bottle cap is created and it's formed in the company, it's designed to have its bottom ring removed. Therefore, when you remove the bottom ring, you're not creating a new kli. You're not misaking mana. You're not making something new. You're just basically removing something that was just a hindrance for the usage of the bottle cap. But basically, when it was designed as a bottle cap, and it was made in the factory as a bottle cap, and they just held it down by this ring. But it was always designed, and you never made a bottle cap. It was a bottle cap. You didn't add anything to the upper thing. The upper part of the bottle was never anything added to it. Just something preventing it from being used. So you took away the thing that was preventing it from being used. Okay, great. But you didn't really form it. It's different than Masna Kakala. Masna Kakala, the food was inedible. You made a new food. You made an edible food. It wasn't edible before. Here, it was a good bottle cap. Something extra on it that you removed. Okay, that argument's not as convincing as the first, but nonetheless, you can look in the Truvitz and Eliezer, that's what he says. The third argument, which is quite a stark argument, he says like this. He says, let's be serious. No one in the world opens a container in order to obtain a useful bottle cap for a different container. Meaning like this. Vos zokt v'shleimah zalman. Shleimah zalman says the bottle cap will be used for a different bottle as a functioning bottle cap. No one in his right mind uses a bottle cap for another container. It only uses it for this container. So again, this is really a combination of his first argument. He's saying that, and even Shlomo Zalman before this, that Lamai said the only kli that you're forming is a functioning bottle cap for an andra bottle, for a different bottle. But since Rashi says no one in the world uses it for another bottle, you can't define it as something that no one uses it for. That's ridiculous. And therefore, he seems to disagree with Shlomo Zalman. Now, if you look at the Tshuva, I just want to point out that he says, even though he says these three reasons to mat there, he says, nonetheless, you should be machmir. It's better to be machmir. It's not clear. And he has three reasons why to argue. But he says it's better to be machmir. And he says that to be in the safe side, he gives a nice etzah. He says when you open the bottle, so you just take the bottle cap and throw it in the garbage. So if you throw it in the garbage, it's a tiliyazah, then you stay away from the machlekes because you're showing that the bottle cap is not a kli. Because you're throwing it away. So that's what he says over there in his tshuva. Now, fascinating tshuva by Rav Avadya Yosef in Yibia Omer. Rav Avadya Yosef says in Yechaveh Das, excuse me, in Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Beis, Rav Avadya Yosef says an unbelievable shtickle Torah. He says like this. He brings a beautiful Magid Mishnah. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam says that someone who has metal that's on fire, very hot metal. Now, let me just give you a background. When you have metal, in order to form metal and to make metal useful, what he does is that you heat it up, you form it, and then you extinguish it. That's what people do. They heat metal up and then they mold it and then they cool it off with water, and now it's a functional at that mold, whatever it was molded into. So that's what's normal to done. That's called being mitzarif something. It's being creating a kli by extinguishing its heat. But nonetheless, the Rambam says that if you have the Rambam says over there in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Shabbos, that someone has metal that's very hot. Piece of metal is very hot. No, he wasn't forming a kli. He wasn't intending to form a kli. He has metal that's extremely hot. And basically what he does is that he extinguishes the heat of the metal. The heat's on fire. And he puts water on the metal to extinguish the fire. So he says, unless your intention was, by extinguishing the heat in the metal, to make a kli, to make a new kli, so then you're not over the iser of tikkun mana. You have to have specific intention to make a kli. So the Magen Mishnah is very interesting over here. He asks an interesting question on the Rambam. He says, listen, what does he have to expect explicit intention to make a kli? We all know there's a din of psik reisha. Dovah shein miskaven is also a psik reisha. If it's sure going to happen, it's irrelevant what your kavanas were. So why is it relevant? Why does the Rambam say that only if you extinguish the metal in order to make a kli, that's when you're over the iser of making a kli? Who cares what your intentions were? If the fact is, but it was hot, it wasn't usable, but you extinguishing it, now it's usable. So you're making a kli irrelevant of your kavana, and we know it's always irrelevant if it's a psik resha, if it's a psik resha. So here's a psik resha. That's what the Magen Mishnah asked. So Magen Mishnah says an unbelievable shtickle theory. He says like this. He says that for the iser of tikkun mana, in order to be a tikkun mana, it has to be that it's in order to be over also the of psik resha over here, it has to be that the person has to have it at least in the back of his head that he's making a kli. If the pshat is that it's so not in his head that he's making a kli, it's so not the normal thing to do, it's not even, he won't even use it as a kli. He won't even use it as a kli. So he says over this, since he's not even a half a minute, he'll use it as a kli, so therefore there's no psik resha. When you say psik resha, is also, says the Magen Mishnah, that's only when it's in back of his mind. It's not in present in his mind, but it's in back of his mind. But he's not even in back of his mind. So since not every time you extinguish something hot, you're making a kli. It's ridiculous. Only if you're a special expert and so on and so forth. So it's not even in your, it's not even in the, at all in your mind. So therefore, there's no din of psik resha. Unbelievable, my chiddush and psik resha, Magen Mishnah over there, perek yud beis halacha beis of the Rambam. Now, this Magen Mishnah, not only a fascinating Magen Mishnah, but the Morgan of Rump Pasal like the Magen Mishnah, and Simon Shin Yud Ches, Sif Lamed Vav. And there's an awesome Meach that discusses this Magen Mishnah, and he says the Magen Mishnah is a Magnisa Tuva, it is a precious jewel, and it's Amuk Ma'oid, and it's very deep. And he says, he's magdir this Magen Mishnah, very gishmak of Magen Mishnah. He says that tempering metal is usually entirely removed from one's purview, and thus one is not responsible for tempering metal unless he has specific intentions to do so, because it's not in his purview at all. It's totally out of the ballpark. Says Ravad Yosef, based on this Morgan Avram, the Paskins like the Magen Mishnah, that if it's not even in your purview, it's totally out of your mind. Not in your head at all, so then it's not called you made a kli, because what do you mean you made a kli? You don't view it as a kli. If you don't view it as a kli, you can't say you made a kli. Understand the logic? It's very deep. You look at the rest of the mask over there, and you'd base, look at base. It's very deep, but it's very schmack. That unless you had kavanah to make it a kli, you can't say it's psik resha to kli. What do you mean? It's no psik resha to kli. If it's not in the world, it has to be that it's used as a kli, and it has to be that it's in your mind as a kli. But it's not, it's no psik resha that's a kli. So says Ravadya. Says Rav Adi in Chavadas, says so too by the bottles. He says, by the bottle cap, no one in the world, when he opens the bottle cap, has in mind that he is making a bottle functioning cap for another soda bottle. No way does he have that. Okay? There's no way does he have that in mind. There's no way he has it in mind. It's totally out of his mind. And therefore, it is like the Rambam, who says there's no din of psik resha by tikkun mana if it's totally not in the person's mind. But the Ma'isa Rav Adi Yosef says over there also, just to note halacha l'ma'isa, that even though he's mata, he says it's better not to do it because l'ma'isa it's still not clear. And he says also the eitzah that a lot of people do, they puncture a hole in it before they rip it off, thereby making it not a functional bottle cap. So basically, there's two things you could do. You could put a hole in it, or you could throw it out. Now, that's all with the in of tikkun mana. I just want to point out one small chiddush that I heard Bishim Rav Eliashiv. I don't know if it's written in a new small Rav Eliashiv puts out, but there may be a new isser in opening a bottle cap, which is makatech, because basically you're cutting the line of the ring around the bottle, and it's a special line. It's specifically noted as a line, and you're cutting along that line when you twist it. So that could be an issur mechatech. We're not going to go into that today. But it's clear that even the oisrim is tikkun mana, or maybe it's mechatech, like I just said, but even the matirim, even Rishonim, even Rabbi Yosef, it's Eliezer to say it's better to stay away from it. And again, it's easy always Erev Shabbos to take off the ring, or the two alternatives, put a hole in it, throw it away. Now, I just want to be clear and honest with you that I did hear personally out of the mouth, Yisrael Yankov Fisher, that he said that go ahead, open it. It's not a big deal. He opens them himself, and he holds it was totally mutter. I heard it from him personally that he said it was totally mutter, and there's no reason to be machmir at all. You could totally open it, so you could rely on that. I'm telling you, I heard that, and there are people that rely on it. But clearly, it is a small minority opinion, especially when dealing with an Isser Shabbos over here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.